Gay Podcast. As always, I'm your main host, Shannon. Joining me this week is my co-host, Mamat. Mamat, say what's up to the people.
All right, let me try this. 一二三四五六七八九十. Yes, I can count in Chinese.
Okay. Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, better you than me. I wasn't even going to attempt that, that shit. so this post this week, in case you weren't here last week, I mean, what else you got to do? Why you weren't here? We missed you.
Well, right.
Why are you not here, man? You didn't call, you didn't write? What's wrong with you? anyways, I'm going off my fucking tangents. If you were not here the last week, we said we were going to review this week, and I need to read the actual title because I'm not trying to read that shit in Chinese. Fog Hill of Five Elements.
That is not the right translation, but we dive into it.
I'm reading off of what my anime list says, okay? I'm not trying to translate nothing from nobody. That is not my forte. before we go into that, we've got a list to go over, and it is the 15 best anime on reincarnation. Now, the rankings for this list can be found over on dualshockers.com, and the scores are from, they're put in order, 15 to 1, based on their score on my anime list. So this is going to be interesting. As always, if we haven't seen the show, we're not going to give our opinion on it just because we don't know. But with the amount of isekais we've watched, reincarnation shows we watch, I think we can give a pretty decent idea of most of the shows.
Okay, I have a question.
So let's go ahead. Oh, what's up?
All right. So, how does the my anime list score work? Does the audience give a score or rating for their shows or something, and then they take the average?
It is all fan ratings with an average.
All right. So we cannot technically rely on this score alone.
Absolutely not. You know how many shows that I've said, oh, let's watch this. And then I've gone to my anime list and seen their score, watched that shit, and I'm like, who has been smoking all this crack? So many times. The scores on my anime list that are not reliable at all. Do not use those as an indicator of whether you should watch a show or not. At all. Use us.
So this list is not legit then.
Shameless plug. the scores are the scores. People are going to rate it what they're going to rate it. I don't agree with most of the scores that they give. Because people will bash things for dumb reasons and people will like things for dumb reasons. Number of Sword Art Online fanboys out there.
Oh so, my. Wow. The call out.
Ooh. Hey, it's been a minute since I took a shit on Sword Online, okay? I took a shit on them.
Yeah. I think you like taking a shit out of it like pretty much every week now. Without fail.
No. I actually gave them credit the other day.
Yeah.
I only said half the seasons were trash.
Oh, okay.
And then I even defended them on the isekai front. So I haven't always shit on them. If you want to look at shows I solely shit on and say nothing good about, excuse me. If we're going to look at shows I solely shit on, you don't need to look far. It's Neon Genesis.
Okay. Ooh.
That's just a box. I put it in a box. I took that box. I put it under my toilet. And I filled that box with shit.
You're just being a hater, man.
On that show consistently. Fuck you, sir. It is not being a hater. My criticisms are fucking valid. I am not the only one who has these opinions. So, no, it's not just me being a hater. It is valid criticism.
Maybe
There are
we
shows I'm a hater
should
for,
do
but this isn't
like a
one of them.
revisit, like a revisit of that one show that we really love.
No. I'm not rewatching that show. I waited 20 years after the first time. I'm not doing it again in a year. Okay? Talk to me in like 3, 4 years. Okay? Get away from the horrible shit. Let's go ahead and hit this list. Again, this list is from DualShockers.com, the 15 best anime on reincarnation ranks. And again, these rankings are based on the scores from MyAnimeList.net. Okay. So number 15 is one I have not watched, so I can't give an opinion on it. It is Seiren Gensouki Spirit Chronicles.
Yeah, I have no idea about
Amata, have you
it.
seen the show?
Nope.
So we're gonna skip past that one. Just we're gonna let it sit at number 15. We're gonna jump to number 14, Knights at Magic. Did we watch this?
No.
I feel like I watched this.
Really? We only watch Muscle and Magic.
No. This is it's a mecha anime, so I did. I'm not surprised you wouldn't have watched it,
Yeah.
but I feel like I watched this show. It came out in 2017, so yeah, I was back into my anime fix at that point. I'm just gonna let the score ride as it is because I don't remember enough about it to be like, yeah, no, this show belongs higher or belongs lower on the list. No, I can't do that. So I'm gonna let it sit at the 14 spot. Why watch it? A good fusion of mech and fantasy. Reincarnation fuels the main character's passion for mech engineering. I don't know why that would be a reason to watch.
I mean, there are some
Yeah.
people are into robotics.
Yeah. All right, we're gonna move on. Number 13. Okay, reincarnated as a sword.
Yeah,
Gave this
this
one
one
7.5.
we did a first flash of it.
We did First Flash, and I watched a few episodes after the First Flash to kind of get a feel for it.
Yeah.
I don't know about this. I don't think this one belongs here.
The sword is annoying, but I like the Neko girl.
Extremely. It is
That's all.
definitely a very strange show.
Cringe.
I can't say that it's one of the best reincarnation anime. Yeah, it just no. I feel like I would move this to number 15
Wow. But
if I kept it on the list at all.
we haven't watched the other two. How come we can just like throw this one on number 15?
Because it can't be worse than this one.
Oh
Again, I'm
my
not saying the show is terrible. I'm just saying I don't think that if it's going to be on this list, I think it needs to be more towards the back. That's all I'm
God.
saying.
Okay.
All right, next we've got the founder of Diabolic. Oh God, Diabolism or Diabolism?
Diabolism.
Never heard of this show at all.
Same. Yeah. Don't know anything
So.
about it.
We'll let it ride. It's sitting at 8.4 on my anime list, so I guess we're gonna let it sit in the number what's that, number 12 spot? Yeah, number 12 spot. There's a lot of these shows. Do we need to watch more reincarnation shows? Because I'm surprised there's this many we haven't seen. Number 11 is Ascendance of a Bookworm, sitting at 7.99. Now wait a minute, it's at 7.99. Diabolism is in an 8.4. Why is it higher than Diabolism?
I don't know. It's just weird.
That is extremely weird. So it says why watch it. It's interesting story with gentle pacing. Matotsu is reborn with a deep love for books. Again, why is that a reason to watch the show? You're just telling me about the story, okay? You're telling me the character is born with a deep love for books. That's just telling me about the story. That is not a reason for me to watch the story. Interesting story with gentle pacing. That's the reason for me to watch the show. I'm curious as to what you define as reasons to do things.
I mean that's bookworm in the title, so there's that.
That just don't make no sense to me, man. Don't make no sense.
Right.
All right, hitting the top 10. Number 10. Absolutely love this show. Again, I don't know how the actually, I don't know understand how they're ranking this. They can't be ranking this based on their scores from anime list. I'm guessing this is okay. We're gonna take this. I'm gonna change by what I said earlier. This cannot be ranked by their scores. It's got to be the opinion of the writer. That yeah. being said, why bother including the scores if that's not the criteria? I don't understand this. So
maybe the writer just don't agree this with the score. No.
I mean, that's fine and dandy, but just don't put the score up there. Or at least say, this is the score it got. I think it deserved to be higher because of this kind of thing. Just like give me more than just saying this is the score. It doesn't give me any actual like information as to why the score is there other than to show it. And it's not, apparently it's not ranked by that. So
it's a point of reference. So we've got, I guess
it's a bad reference. Yeah. So we've got why watch Reborn as a Vending Machine, fantasy dungeon setting, humorous take on reincarnation into a vending machine.
Yeah, they really run out of ideas.
Did you have AI write this? Because all you needed to say was humorous take on reincarnation. The into a vending machine, you are repeating the title, sir.
Probably AI. Who knows?
So, that being said, you hate this show. I liked this show. I liked it a lot. I'm not going to say I loved it. There were some things where it's like, okay, it feels like you're dragging here. But I really enjoyed the show. I thought it was funny. I thought it was interesting, like the different types of vending machines they brought in and how they made them work and all this stuff. I thought that was good.
I mean, up to a certain point. And then they just removed the aspect of the vending machine altogether. And then just introduced...
They didn't...
Every time
he did... The vending machine was always a vending machine. There were a few where it was kind of like you pushing the boundaries, like the water fountain where like they had to put in a quarter to get the water out. That was pushing it. Technically, it is a machine that dispenses something for payment. So it is a vending machine, but at the same time, it's like you really pushing the envelope on what you can call a vending machine, sir.
Portable gas station, like vacuum cleaner, really now? Oh my God. All right.
Yeah. I liked it. I think its spot is good.
Okay.
All right, number nine, Wise Man's Grandchild. God, I hate the S's in that title. We did review this one.
Yeah, it's okay.
Did review this one.
Yeah.
It was okay. It was decent.
Yeah, it was okay.
Why to watch it? Amusing depiction of magic school life. Again, this is not a reason to watch. The protagonist is reincarnated in an ancient magical world. That's all of this.
That is
everything in this list.
That is reincarnation, man. They don't know what they are talking about. Probably this is AI, man.
They
don't. Oh my God. This is horrible.
I swear this is AI.
Wow.
Now, I will tell you, I would gladly switch that show for Knights in Magic. I would definitely move Wise Man's Grand... I hate this title. Wise Man's Grandchild.
Yeah.
The title should have been The Grandchild of the Wise Man. Because this alliteration is pissing me off. That show should have been up out of the top 10. Bring Knights of Magic to number 10. Vending Machine down to number 9. I think that would have been a much better orientation for that list.
Okay. All right,
number 8. Another one we watched. Okay, these cannot be in order because the score keeps getting lower.
Probably
the scores keep getting lower.
Number what is the worst one? No, right?
That's the best one. It says in order. So they said number 1 is the best, but the scores keep going down. Mind you, and this is kind of funny. The scores go down, but I'm liking these shows more than the previous ones. In Another World with My Smartphone. Yeah. I loved that show. It was so fucking funny. It was a very... I really enjoyed that show. That was another one we reviewed in the past. Now, the Why to Watch, blend of magic, comedy, and light romance. Yes. Reincarnation with a smartphone brings a modern twist. The modern twisting is not really part of the show. The fact that he has a phone does not make it modern in any way.
Yep.
The phone just becomes a magic tool. That's it.
Mm.
So, but definitely enjoyed that one, though.
In a very unique way. Yeah, it is interesting.
In a very unique way, it does. It does. Okay, so it's not going, the score is not consistently going down. We've come back up a little bit. So number 7 has a higher score than number 8, which has a lower score. Both of those have a lower score than number 9. So number 7 is the strongest sage with the weakest crest. This is another one we've reviewed.
Yep.
I enjoyed this one. Why watch good. Says the quest. It is. It was a really good one. It was a very unique take on the reincarnation bit, because he's reincarnating, and he did it on purpose to change out which crest he has so that he could exceed his current level.
Yeah.
And it's not that he got weaker. It's that everyone just believed his crest was garbage. Very good show. Yes. Now, why to watch? Quest to become more powerful. Okay. Reincarnates to obtain a better crest. I don't see why that's a reason to watch. You're just saying what happens in the show again. So,
oh my god.
Number six is good. Number 6, we've got Saga of Tanya the Evil.
This should be number 1. This should be number 1.
I'm gonna hold off on that till we get to number 1. But Saga should definitely be in the top 5.
Yes.
It should definitely be in the top 5.
This is super great.
No reason not to be in the top 5 for me.
Yeah.
This is super well done. If you have not watched the show, watch it.
Yeah, the story is well, well written.
Yep, so absolutely.
Yeah.
Why to watch strategic military action, ruthless businessman reborn as a girl in wartime.
Yes.
Just stating what happens, but strategic military action, yes, reason to watch. Ruthless, absolutely. Dark Isekai, fantastic show.
Yes,
definitely a must watch. Definitely should have been the top 5. Number 5, one we just reviewed, one of its parts, 2 weeks ago. Konosuba, God's Blessing on This Wonderful World. This show absolutely. What?
I mean, for some
you don't think Konosuba should be in the top 10, like the top 5?
Top 5 probably, but not higher than Tanya.
Oh, I agree. Not higher than Tanya.
Yeah. I have already reviewed the spin-off and it just made, So,
yeah. Why watch? Refreshing take on fantasy world challenges. Reincarnation leads to unexpected alliances.
Yeah.
Eh.
Mm-hmm.
The first one, absolutely true. The second one, eh. But I think definitely belongs in the top 5 for me. Not above Tanya.
Mm-hmm.
This is some bullshit. Number 4 is some bullshit.
You make a hater now.
No, I'm not being a hater. We've watched this. You hated it too. Number 4 is Eminence in Shadow. Eminence in Shadow. Okay, in case y'all didn't know, we reviewed this for a first flash originally.
Mm-hmm.
Then, I think it was a season or two later, we were when it was getting all the hype and it got the mobile game and all this stuff, and we're like, did we skip out on something that was actually good? Did we judge it too harshly? Mm-hmm. So we went back and did a full review. And what was the consensus, sir?
It's okay.
it was bad.
It's okay.
I'm not saying it was a dumpster fire, but it was bad, bro. It was just bad. I could not, and for me, you would think that this would be right up my alley. Isekai, harem, magic system, great combat scenes. You would think that this would be like boom, 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 10 across the board. No, it was just nothing came together the way it should. The comedy didn't land. The magic, he was overly OP for no reason. It just no. The all only thing that saved it was the leader. All the fan, too much fan service. The weird fan servicey jokes, like when the titty fell off. No, slime.
They use slime. No. Slime can be used in very various ways.
Not in the top four. Not even in the top 10.
I will swap this one with Tanya. Swap places with Tanya. I just finished watching this season two.
This show needs to swap with Strongest Sage, and then Strongest Sage needs to swap with Tanya.
I watched season two of this, and it started to become interesting again. That's all I'm going to say.
Wow. I'm not watching season two if season one sucked.
All right. Okay. Let's moving on.
Why watch Fascinating Secret Organizations? Average guy reincarnates as a powerful shadow leader.
Not average guy. He not tries to become all. Average. He tries to pretend to be average.
He's a fucking like wannabe superhero.
He wants to be a superhero. Number three. In the shadows. Yeah. He doesn't want to get hit by a car.
Truck who did the world a favor.
Yeah. All right. Moving on. Yeah.
All right. Number three. Mushoku Tensei Jobless Reincarnation. Absolutely belongs in the top five. No question. Yes.
Yep.
Why watch it? Immersive world building and lore. Neat second chance at life in a magical world. That's not a reason to watch it. That's what happens. God.
Oh, my.
This show is great. It's got the fan service without being too much. It's got the action. It's got the magic system. It's got the character development. It's got the world building. This show absolutely belongs in the top five.
Yeah. It is like apparently too real for the real world to adapt in here. There's loli involved and something. Like stealing girls' underwear is okay, I guess. I don't know. Yeah, there's some weird shit in there.
He's still deep down inside, okay.
But the world itself is beautiful. The animation is superb. The choreography is well made. Yeah, great show.
All right, so number two is one I have not watched. Didn't we say we're supposed to watch this one, or someone recommended it to us? I think.
We did the anime award, and this shows up in every single category.
Oh, that's what it was.
Yeah,
that's what it was. Okay, so we haven't watched it, so we're not going to say whether it belongs in the number two spot or not, but yeah. The reasons you should watch it offers a deep dive into idol culture, intriguing reincarnation of fans into the idol world. The story actually sounds kind of interesting. You've got two characters, an obstetrician and a 15-year-old diehard fan of an idol. They unexpectedly die, and they are reincarnated with their memories intact as the fraternal twins Aqua and Ruby to Ai Hoshino. So, interesting. Not sure if it's good or not. I can't say.
Yeah.
I mean, it's gotten a ton of buzz for the anime awards, and obviously they got it number two on this list, so... I don't know.
Maybe we should review it someday.
Yeah, we can do that. Yeah. I got nothing against it.
All right.
Number one.
Does it belong in?
Absolutely belongs in the number one spot, sir. Number one is that goat. That time I got reincarnated as a slime, Rimuru Tempest himself absolutely belongs in the number one spot. Don't even question him.
I would put Tanya here.
And
make this number two, I guess. Or number three.
No, not a chance. Tanya can take number two. She is not taking number one, sir.
Really? I mean, when it comes to all the world building and the political parts of the slime, it got boring. Other than that, great. Unlike Tanya, like awesome all the time, you know, throughout
the show. No, Tanya was not awesome all the time, sir. Don't lie on Tanya like that.
Wow.
Don't laugh at Tanya.
All right. All right. Whatever you say.
All right. Say, we can disagree on that. We can disagree on that. I'm gonna find out how to like make a poll. I want to put out a poll on one of our socials when this one airs, because I want to know how y'all feel. Which was a better reincarnation, Saga of Tanya the Evil, or that Tama got reincarnated as a son? I want to put out that poll. I want to see what everybody has to say. So I'm gonna do that, and I'll hopefully have answers for you next week.
I mean,
from
the looks of it, everybody that I know watched Slime, but some of my circle buddies knows about Tanya. So I'm gonna win by landslide.
Okay. That is fair. That is fair.
Mm.
You have to find a way to qualify as like, have you watched the show? Have you watched both shows? Which do you think is a better reincarnation story? Like that would have to be like a qualifier question. I don't know. We'll have to see if we can do it. I'll try to find a way. I want to find a way to know. I want to know.
We can go to Reddit, r/anime or something, and do a poll there, because over there, yeah, people are very fanatic or obsessed or maybe like very enthusiastic about this matter, you know. Maybe, who knows? I don't know.
We can do that.
Yeah, but anyways,
that's it for our list.
If you guys have any say or comment about this matter, you can always hit us up on the internet. Where can people find us on the internet?
As always, you can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Threads at Shiitake Podcast, or shoot us an email at shiitakepodcast@gmail.com. Hmm. So, with that out of the way, it is time for the main event, short as it may be. We are here to review Wu Shan Wu Jing, Fog Hill of Five Elements. I know I butchered the hook out of that. Don't at me, okay? I tried. Fog Hill of Five Elements. So the synopsis for this one is going to come from MyAnimeList.net, like always. And it goes like this. A legend tells that long time ago, monsters who could give the ability to wait, what the fuck? Let me try that again. A legend tells that a long time ago, monsters could give the ability to certain elected officials to master the five elements. But for that, you have to go through the dangerous Boggy Mountains. We follow the adventures of one of these elected officials. None of that shit makes any sense of what happened in the... Oh my God.
Yeah,
we've had some bad synopsis before, but this is the worst. This is the worst synopsis we've ever had.
We get the background of the whole thing now. Okay, thank you for that.
Mm-hmm. Well, that, oh my God, that doesn't even line up with what happened in the show.
Yeah.
It doesn't. Oh my God.
It's a different story now.
It is. It's a whole different story. Whatever. You got chickens? You got chickens?
Yes. Yeah. Don't worry about it.
Tell your chicken, y'all shut the hell up. I'm going to turn them into some KFC.
I mean, Chinese chicken. Yeah. We feed the whole team in
there. There you go.
Yeah.
All right. So let's do scores and slogans and let's talk about this show. What I'm not sure how long this is going to take. This is a short show. It is 3 26-minute episodes. It is ONA, whatever. Let's hit scores and slogans first, and then we'll dive into that.
Is that the whole synopsis then?
That's it, man. I wasn't kidding when I said it's the worst synopsis we've ever seen.
Okay. Score, huh? I never thought about that. 4.5, 5 maybe. And my slogan for it is Fire Fist Ace, versus Mega Evolve Duelo.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna score this to 3.
Ooh, lower than that.
Lower than that.
Ouch.
And my slogan. So I'm gonna give 2 of them because you just made me laugh with one. We come up with another one. Okay. My main slogan is, "This is what happens when you try to finish your homework the night before it's due." And the second one is Ace versus Ace versus Ultra Mega Chicken. No, it's forbidden.
Not even Blessy Ken or something like that, no?
No.
Don't check.
Ultra Mega Chicken. If you get that reference, we friends now, okay? If you get that reference, we friends now. I'm gonna wait to the end of the review, and I'm gonna say what that fucking reference is from.
Okay. All right.
So, yeah, this is what happens when you try to finish it when you decide to start your homework the night before it's due. Let's get into the show.
All right.
The show is bad. Not because the story can't be interesting. But because the story isn't a story.
The setup was there, though.
The setup was not there, sir. And I'm going to tell you why.
It's not there. Okay.
I'm going to tell you why. The show starts off in the middle of shit. You don't know who's who. You don't know what's going on. You just see a motherfucker show up, open a portal, and fight a dragon.
Yes.
You don't know who the dude is. You don't know who the other two little girls are. Why are they there while he's trying to fight a dragon?
Mm-hmm.
Then you see him get his ass beat by a dragon. He steals the two girls, says, "My son is now lost in your world. Bring him back and I'll return your people." Hold up. The fuck? Why he just didn't go after the baby? 1, 2. Mm-hmm. What the fuck are they doing here if you knew he was coming to fight an ultra mega chicken? Or if you was coming to fight a dragon? Why you bring them with you? Why weren't the other 4 super fucking Power Rangers element users there with you before you started?
I mean, the fire one is the strongest one. The fire one is the strongest one.
Supposedly, we don't fucking know. The others didn't fight.
Yeah.
The others didn't fight. We don't know.
Hmm.
That was literally all the setup we got. That was it.
Yeah.
Nothing about who the dude was, nothing about why he was fighting, nothing about who the dragon was, nothing about why he summoned the dragon. No information whatsoever in that first 15 minutes, 10 minutes?
10 minutes, yeah.
Of this show. We then just fade to black, fade back in, following some little girl around the village, running errands for her daddy. And that's it.
Yeah.
Now we just hear.
Mm-hmm.
No explanations whatsoever. No 5 years in the future. Nothing. Nothing mm-hmm. to tell you mm-hmm. why things changed, how much time has passed, who this girl is. Nothing.
I mean, who the girl is.
No,
it's not important.
It is important, no. It is important. Like, we find out everything later. Absolutely. We find out who the girl is, we find out why we're following her, we find mm-hmm. out who the dude is and why he did. Well, no, we don't find out who he is really. We find out why he's still there.
I mean, she's
none
just,
of that is really.
She's just the means to, I guess, forward the story, I guess.
She's
from the whole story
the
point.
Is Deus Ex Machina the right word for that?
Yeah. But from the story, from the whole story standpoint, she is not that important, you know?
Okay, she's not a Deus Ex Machina, but she is nothing more than the plot device to move you from the past to the present / future.
Yeah.
Which doesn't fucking come. And we'll get to that part. We'll get to that part. So a bunch of mundane shit happens. She's going about her business, running errands. Apparently, she's the child of the third uncle or third elder in the village, who one of the seven uncles who basically control shit and is going down. And that's it. I mean, that's the only thing that she does. And she just happens to be the one to meet dude again and then bring him to the village when the village is attacked by the dudes that she met before she ran to, before she met him and told them where the village is because she was scared.
Yep.
The dudes turned out not to be dudes. They turned out to be giant chickens. Technically, they're peacocks, but giant chickens.
Peacock. Yeah, peacock.
Who know martial arts. Kung Fu is martial arts. I was correct in my terminology. All I just didn't get specific. then they start sending out uncles to fight these dudes, and then every one of them starts keeps getting washed by these chickens. Like, just ass whooping after ass whooping. Then he shows up, kills two chickens like it's nothing. Then the third chicken show up, and he giving the third chicken the business, and the third chicken giving them some business back. And then he does some weird shaky shit and starts devouring human souls and turns one of them into a demon.
I mean, that is the side effect.
That's how it happened.
Eating the demon medicine, I guess.
The panacea. Panacea is what they called it. This is all fine and dandy. I don't have a problem with this part of the story. We're understanding what's going on. They're set up here. You're explaining what's going down. You find out that they actually kidnapped the baby of the dragon and was eating his blood or his scales or whatever. Yes. And that was making them into like superhumans and heal it. Like, there's no disease or anything in the village, but it's because they're like consuming the baby. And that's what all that was about. The chicken showed up to rescue the baby. He killed the chickens. He rescued the baby. And the show ends.
Yeah. By the way, he has a talking duck.
He has a talking duck who doesn't do a goddamn thing. He's like, I got this fight. And then he gets bitch slapped. And that's the last we see of the duck. Until the end of the episode. And he's like, wait, who am I? Where am I? Who was I fighting? And that's it. That's the whole life of the duck. That's all the duck had to do with the show. And don't get me wrong, the duck was funny.
I mean, as funny as the chicken in the Moana or something. Yeah.
Yes, he was about as funny as Hey Hey.
Yes.
He was about as funny as Hey Hey. Mm. But that's where the show ends. Sorry, that's not true. That's not true at all.
No.
That's
episode three.
That was episode three. The last of the episode, the end of the episode three, is they're in the underworld, for lack of a better term. And the demons are like, we found the child. We know what they did. We will wage war. And then it fucking ends. And then they show the elemental people again. And then the show ends. That is the three Ona.
They break the seal. And also,
they didn't break the seal. That's the thing. They didn't break the seal. They just sent power through the seal. We don't know what the hell happened to the seal. All we saw was a big ass stone pillar above them. They sent power into the pillar and the pillar glowed. That was all we saw. That was all they told us was pillar, light. That's it. And then they showed each of the five Power Ranger looking motherfuckers with the elemental powers. And that's it. That's the end of the third episode.
There's also like the first and second elder return to the village and have the demon power or something.
So right, they've been eating demons and now they got superpowers. So they more Power Rangers than the other Power Rangers. Like, the show is so fucking weird and gives no explanation as to what the overall story is supposed to be or what we're trying to accomplish or what we're trying to stop.
Yeah.
It's like you took a story, you gave us a middle, and was just like, that's enough.
I mean,
we don't need a beginning.
We got a synopsis as the beginning.
That synopsis was trash, bro.
And by the way, there's a season two. Another four episodes to conclude the whole show.
Why wouldn't you just release a full season? Not release three here and four there. Just release seven.
It's a Chinese show. Who knows? It is not like a typical like Japanese anime that like have 12 episodes.
No, normally. But take anime out of the equation. We'll take this from purely a storytelling aspect. Mm-hmm. You don't make a quarter of the story and just say, oh, well, I guess we're done for now. And then come back and, what was it? Hold on. This was originally 2020, 2023. Wait 3 years to release four more episodes. Four episodes. This isn't like it's a like a movie-length episode. It's not an hour-long episode. It is 26 minutes, including intro and outro. So that shakes down to about 20 minutes total.
Yeah.
Just around 20 minutes. It took you more than, God knows, if it took you 3 years to make the last four, it probably took you 3 years to make the first three. That's 6 years to make seven episodes.
I mean, we can assume that.
6 years.
But between 2020 and 2023, there's COVID happening also. So there's that.
Fine. I'll give you COVID. I'll give you COVID. So I'll take a year away for COVID.
All right.
I'll take a year away for COVID. So that is a year each way. So that's 4 years to make seven episodes.
Yeah.
4 years to animate seven 20-minute episodes. That is 140 minutes. That is less than it. That is a little over an hour and a half. And it took you 4 years? Now, I will say that the art style used is very unique.
Unique?
I believe it is traditional to China, that particular art style, if I'm not mistaken. I could be wrong. Don't at me.
But it's very unique. If you look at them, you know that it is a Chinese art style. Yeah,
absolutely. You know this is not your typical Japanese. Not even close. That being said, the art style is the only reason I even gave it a three. That and the fight scenes. The fight scenes were beautifully done.
Yes, beautifully I agree.
Like,
fighting,
like,
that is some of the
best animated fight scenes I have seen in years.
I mean, this is kind of like...
You cannot be all flash and no substance.
Yeah, it's kind of like on par or maybe like slightly below Demon Slayer when it first released, I guess. The fight scene, at least.
Honestly, I put the fight scenes above Demon Slayer.
Above?
I put the fight scenes for this above Demon Slayer. The fight scenes were beautiful. Hats off and flowers given for those fight scenes. Yeah. I am not throwing shade on that at all. For me, the issue is with the storytelling. Could this be a fantastic story? Yes. Could it be a traditional story that, of course, I've never heard because I'm an American swine who doesn't know who's uncultured. So maybe it's a traditional story that I've never heard. That could very well be true. But guess what? I'll never know what the story was because you did such a piss poor job of telling the story.
Oh, we missed like a portion of the story. There's a story about this kid and his brother too. That is not really important as well. Oh. Oh my god! Like the story of the
all flash, no substance.
Yeah. When his dad like turning into a demon, this dude. Try to defend his brother, but his brother died because kid don't want to listen, and he died, and then this dude just became pissed off for no apparent reason now. we like spend like the 50% of the second episode on that. And just why? All right. Enough said. I agree with Shannon. The animation, the choreography, the battle scene, superb. The story could be fixed. Could be fixed, I think. Like I said,
you would need to redo the entire first season, the entire show. I mean, redo the entire show. Take the animation that you've already made, rearrange the episode orders, finish out the story, finish animating that, put everything in the correct order, and then give me a 12-episode season. That's how you fix this.
If you're not going to do that, you can't fix the show. The best of the story is there.
It's not, though.
I don't want like 12 episodes.
Because we don't know what it is.
We can assume how it is going to unveil or be told, I guess. The demon, the baby demon was kidnapped by human, and demon at that point has a contract or like with the gods that they don't want to attack human anymore, but human break that contract and kidnap the demon instead.
There was not a contract. They were banished. It wasn't a contract. They were banished. I managed to decipher that much.
Yeah.
It was a banishment. It's not a contract.
The god elected like these five special human to become the guardian of the seal or something like that. But
yeah, the five Power Rangers.
Yeah, the five Power Rangers doesn't know about the kidnapping, and instead think like the demon become berserk or something and attack a human with no apparent reason, but they don't listen. And then the Power Rangers know the truth and then try to side it with the demon now. And then the humans becomes the demon. Yeah, that is the basis of the whole story, man. I don't want like this show to become like a 12 episode thingy. Turn the whole thing into a movie. I will watch them. That's it.
I'd be fine with that. Yeah. I'll be fine with that. Yeah. But as it stands, if you're going to try to give me this as an episodic shit, you need to give me everything.
Yeah. Because from the looks of it, it is capable of becoming on par with the Ghibli Studio movies or something like that, because it is damn beautiful when it's correctly done. Other than I don't want to be rude or to be offensive towards the Chinese fan over there, but why pick peacock or, like Shannon said, chicken to become like the most what is the word? Vengeful demon?
Your main protagonist?
The main protagonist, I guess, of the show. Where's the dragon? Why not make the dragon the enemy of the whole thing? Why make a peacock that were known to be like a very calm or very peaceful creature, I guess? Why not pick like tiger or lion or something? Something else. Why pick that one? I don't know. I don't have the answer for that. But yeah. Other than that, do we really need to go into the details of the characters?
No, because there's no character details. The only character we know anything about is a little girl and a boy who died. Those are the only characters who got any kind of fleshed out story. And that's just because we watched what happened to them.
Yeah.
That's it. We know nothing else about most of those characters. Other than the whole plague in the village, and they found him in the well, and then they drank the water and they felt better. That's all we got. As to anything actually about who the characters are, like deeper than surface level, we know nothing. So, I don't think so.
So, we cannot do like our typical stuff. Memorable scene, the whole fight, I guess.
We can't do our normal, like, memorable scene. It's literally going to be the fight scene. I mean, there's nothing else you can say. Other than the fight
I mean, there's this one thing like offensive with, I guess, when the girl like peeking into this fire wielder, taking a bath or something.
Oh, when she peeped on him when he was taking his bath?
Yeah, that's that. Yeah. All right. So, I guess that's the whole thing. Let's conclude the show. Should we watch?
That's the whole thing.
Should we watch the second season?
No.
No? Then you want to know what happened next with the whole chicken dragon thingy? No.
Watch. We gonna have to fight. We gotta fight.
I mean, I couldn't find the second season if I really want to watch them. Really, you know, I cannot find them other than Billy. Yeah, I don't want to subscribe to that.
Right, but that's the other thing. It's not licensed to anyone. Only Billy Billy has it. It's not licensed through Netflix, not licensed through Crunchyroll, not licensed through HIDIVE. No one has this but Billy Billy, and they made it.
So how did you encounter this? Why do you want to watch this one?
Okay. So I've taken, I spend entirely too much time on TikTok like most Americans these days. Okay. And I'm on the animation side of TikTok, where I belong. And on that side of TikTok, I thought I told you about this. Did I not tell you about this? There's a dude on TikTok. I don't respect his videos, but he puts out enough content that I'm like, ooh, that looks interesting. Because what he does is he has like,
he's
recorded like three videos. The lazy one, where he's recorded three videos with him with his hat on and the lights, and it's just like waves his hand, and then it shows us like three clips of different shows, and he just changes the title at the top. So this is one of the ones he showed, and it's like this looks pretty good. So I've taken just to using that to see, okay, this looked good for this little clip. Let me see what the show's about. Let me see if I want to watch it. And that's how I found this show. I saw that fight scene. I was like, that fight, that is fucking bomb. I want to see what this is. So I watched it, and I regret it.
I mean, it is not a lie. It looks good. And that's
you're absolutely right. It's not a lot. It looks beautiful. But there is no story to be had in this show.
Yeah.
There's not a complete story to be had in the show. Let me rephrase that.
And he's not saying that this is a good show to begin with. He just like showing or pointed his finger to
He
that.
Did.
Yeah.
It did.
He did say it did. Is good.
So normally the titles are like ultra, like great fight scene, or like hidden gems, or something along those lines, where it's like anime no one's talking about, but you should be watching, kind of thing. Okay. So it's I should watch this. Let me check this out. I ain't heard nothing about this. This looks great. Why is nobody talking about this? I know why nobody's talking about this.
Maybe he just want everybody else to suffer like him. Maybe. You know? Yeah.
Some people just want to watch the world burn.
Yeah.
Some people just want to watch the world burn.
Okay. All right. So I guess that's it. That is the end of our short review for a short show called Wu Xiao Wu Ying. I know I butchered that one too as well. Fog Hill of Five Elements, I guess.
Hold on. I want to see something real quick. So okay. I am an American. My language is Latin-based, okay?
Okay, uh-huh.
So I know my tongue is not designed to make the sounds of non-Latin-based languages. Your tongue, however, is.
No, not really.
Because you speak Malay, correct?
Yes, Malay.
You speak Malay, right?
Yes.
Okay, so Malay is closer to China than the states are, or closer than Europe is, where
yeah, if you want to
was originally started.
Compare it so like that,
Malay
yes,
is
then
closer
yes.
to right. So your dialect should have some similarities, even however minute to what is it, Mandarin or Cantonese, the two primary languages in China. Say this in Malay. Fog Hill of Five Elements.
Say that in Malay. So do you want to translate that?
Yes. You translated. You speak Malay.
Yes.
Why would you ask the American to translate something into your language?
It is so different in my language. It means lima asas dari gunung yang berkabus.
Okay, it sounds like Malay is mixed more with. This is going to be completely off basis. I'm not a linguist like this, but the tonal sounds sound more akin to what you would find in India than what you would find in like China or Japan.
Yes, you are correct over there. Our language is more influenced by the Hindi and the Arabic than the typical Asian counterparts, like Hong Kong, Taiwan, China, Japan. Those over there, like Korea and stuff, they share the whole thing together. Unlike Malay over here, man. We are like a different type of Asian.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, all right. At least my ear doesn't deceive me.
But our tongue can adapt to that very well, I guess.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it adapts a hell of a lot better than my fat American tongue.
Yeah.
Over here stumbling over other Latin-based languages. Trying to get me to speak French to see how bad I fucked that up. But a bonus linguistics lesson from Yoshitake podcast host. Now, I did say I would reveal the source of that reference from my second slogan at the beginning of the show.
All right.
If you got it, we friends now. If not, it's too late. Aqua Teen Hunger Force with the shaman who summons the chickens. He goes, can't you summon anything stronger than a chicken? He goes, oh, you mean Ultra Mega Chicken? No, it's forbidden. That's the whole reference. That's the whole reference to the fucking joke.
It is far better than mine. Like, mega Iba Melo.
Okay.
I mean, the fight is so good that I cannot, like, shit on the whole being a chicken thingy, you know?
Oh my god.
They are kung fuing together. Oh, very beautifully. I cannot shit on the chicken part. Oh my god. Alright. So
it was a good fight. It's just
this dude is fighting a chicken. That's it. the whole serious reaction and stuff. Oh, I cannot handle it, man. All right. If you like what you heard, yeah, I don't know if you're gonna like this one, but still, please give us a like, give us a follow, and give us a rating on whatever platform that you listen this podcast on. So, next week, it is my turn to pick something else to watch. You know what? Let's go random again.
Oh God.
Let's watch. SS Great Man. Yeah, that one.
Okay.
I don't know what this is all about. Maybe mecha anime. I don't know. Maybe Power Rangers.
Okay, I can't specifically say. All I know is about this show is that it was like a it's very Power Rangers-esque. Like seriously. Power Rangers-esque. It got brought over to the States when I was a kid because they had a live-action show.
Live-action?
The Superhuman... this is anime, but back in the day, they did a live-action of this show. Hold on. Superhuman Cyber Squad? Here we go. So back in the day in the States, this all right, lesson in American imperialism and stealing shit that doesn't belong to us.
Okay.
So Power Rangers, when you hear me say Power Rangers, Power Rangers as a show, originally, for like the first like five seasons, all it was Super Sentai.
Yes.
With the fight scenes, anything that had to do with morphed, like the characters were morphed and monsters and all that, literally we cut that stuff and re-edited it and then shot live and then shot new film of the unmorphed characters and spliced it together.
Yeah, I heard.
Mm-hmm. So that's what Power Rangers was. We did that with a couple of shows. One of them was Superhuman Samurai Cyber Squad.
Ah.
I did not know this when I was a kid.
That is the SSS.
As I got older and I learned about that, it is the SSS Gridman.
Yeah.
So we called it Superhuman Samurai Cyber Squad, which doesn't make sense because they spelled cyber with an S, not with a C.
Ah.
But for what we took it from, it was SSS Gridman. And it was just a live action version of Gridman, who also looked a lot like Ultraman back in the day. So I don't know how I'm going to feel about watching this. Because all I'm going to be able to picture is the shows I watched as a kid. There was actually a couple. So we had SSS Superhuman Samurai Cyber Squad. We had VR Troopers. And then we had Beetleborgs. I don't remember what Beetleborgs was a ripoff of. I want to say it was probably Sentai again.
I mean, Super Sentai is all of these shows were Power Rangers thing, I guess.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out where they took it from again, though. So bombs, co-producers, blah. Combat footage from the Metal Hero Tokatsu series. Apparently there's a series called Metal Hero Series. I'm guessing it's another one that's kind of like the, this is all from the late, this ran from 82 to 98.
Yeah. 80s to 90s, jeez, yes.
This is terrible. But yeah, so Beetleborgs was another one of those where they took it specifically from that. But those were the four shows that I specifically remember where they did this with, where we were just like, what do we want to watch? We need a new show. What are you making over in Japan? SSS Gridman? Perfect. Steal all the footage and just redub some American people and release it. The kids will eat that shit up. So, yeah. So, this is what we're watching, SSS Gridman. I know all I'm going to be able to see is Superhuman Samurai Squad.
All right. This is going to be interesting, I guess. Because from the looks of it, the anime is pretty recent, right? Like 2000.
The SSS Gridman came out a couple 18? Years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's not too long ago.
So maybe like a remake from the live action?
SSS Gridman. Hold on, let me pull up some stuff for it. So SSS Gridman, let me pull up the Wikipedia. Oh, this one's four S's, not three.
Yeah, four S.
Television series, manga, related. Yeah, this is 2018 one. Oh. The Japanese anime television series adaptation of the 93 and the 94 Tokusatsu series Denko Choji Gridman.
Ooh, yeah, let's go. Adaptation from the 90s.
Denko Choji Gridman aired from, it's known as Gridman the Hyper Agent in some English-speaking territories. It's from 93-94. Also from the producers of Ultraman, which explains why he looks like fucking Ultraman.
All right.
Would be Tsuburaya's last non-ultra superhero production before Bioplanet Wu. And was the inspiration and source material for Dick Entertainment's Superhuman Samurai Cyber Squad. Shot on live video, Gridman was the first TV series by Tsuburaya Productions to utilize D2 digital video for its special effects scene, allowing for smoother slow-motion photography. Having switched digital techniques by then, we'll continue to use D2 for all future productions. So yeah, this is literally, so Gridman and Superhuman Samurai Cyber Squad are all, were both based on this show. Gridman Hyper Agent, aka Dan Kochojin Gridman.
All right. Good to know. I have no idea, or I'm not like growing up watching Green Man as a kid, so I don't know nothing. I growing up watching Power Rangers and Aquaman, but never heard of Green Man. So maybe you
You said
know something
Aquaman?
about him. Ultraman.
Ultraman. There we go.
Not Aquaman. That is a different genre altogether. So yeah, we are going to watch that. SSSS Gridman. Hope it's going to be good. Or else. I don't know.
Or else.
If you have any comment or suggestion regarding our show or any of our future show, you can always hit us up on the interweb. Where can people find us on the interweb, Shannon?
As always, you can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Threads at Shiitake Podcast, or shoot us an email at shiitakepodcast@gmail.com.
All right, with that being said, let's end the podcast like usual. So, you're okay if you know Kung Fu and you have a talking duck as a sidekick. But still, you need to be aware of the demons around you and be safe out there so that you don't die.
There was no time for Opie. There was time for a little girl to perv on some dude taking a bath, but that's neither here nor there. Do your homework, folks. Not the night before.
Get to your homework. All right, that's the end of the podcast like usual. Let's see me now, Shannon. Stucky.
Okay.